Pope Francis publicly aligns ideology with depopulation agenda. Urges limit on amount of children if you cannot bring them up properly. That's the key word that they're key words that they're using here, the key phrase, I should say. Listen, if you're in the Catholic Church, get out of it. It is not the way. A personal relationship with the Savior, with Jesus Christ, is the way. Seek that relationship. The United Nations and Pope Francis have aligned their ideology with that of population control. Don't be fooled by their kind way of saying it. We need at some point to have a limited number of people, which is why Pope Francis and his three most recent predecessors have always argued that you should not have more children than you can bring up properly. Now, of course, at first run, that sounds duh, right? A panelist at a Vatican-run workshop on how to save the natural world stated on Thursday. The solution mentioned by the panel shown above to bringing about sustainable development was presented by botanist and environmentalist Peter Raven during a press conference that concluded the biological extinction. The Vatican's holding this, a workshop which took place at the Vatican recently. The panel included Greg Burke, moderator of panel and director of the Holy See Press Office, Raven, president of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, PAS, Werner Arber, University of Cambridge professor Emetrius of Economics and Partha, and past Chancellor Bishop Marcello Sanchez Saronda. There we go. We do not endorse any of the artificial birth control methods that the Church does not endorse, said Raven. According to Raven, the essential part of halting overpopulation is that we need a more limited number of people in the world. But they're not going to use the artificial birth control. I don't agree with using artificial birth control at all. But in this article, they're saying no artificial birth control, but we have to halt overpopulation. Okay. In addition to the aforementioned, Raven stated the problem is one of inequality, where the rich use more of the world's resources than the poor. In the framework of social justice worldwide, we need to find ways for natural resources to be distributed on the basis of compassion and love. We hope for support and our ongoing support for our endeavor to develop sustainability, he said. Key words, friends, key words. That's what it's all about. All panel members conjectured that the survival of Earth is directly linked to the amount of individuals on this planet. The Biological Extinction Workshop drew vast controversy over a particular paper that was authored by the notorious pro-abortion population control advocate, Dr. Paul Ehrlich. This guy has advocated for the sterilization of 6 billion people, and the Vatican just supported his work. Kind words and keywords. We get it. Previously, we at the Christian Truther have reproved that what is being taught to our children in schools is the supposition that they won't be allowed to have children and shouldn't. In fact, a prominent environmentalist and professor teaches that to stop climate change, the United Nations must enforce population engineering. He states this to manipulate students from having children, all while he has his own. So he got to have a child, right? But says you don't get one. I see a problem with that. A synopsis of the Pope and the Biological Extinction Panel's discussion is that mankind's last hope of living sustainably is to be non-existent. That's what the point is. We shouldn't exist. That's what they're saying to us all. The whole point of this planet being sustainable, blah, 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 is for us to be non-existent. I don't know how these advocates for climate change don't get that. Therefore, don't have children. One of the natural methods mentioned by the panel was that of taxes and regulations. Surprisingly, that's already in the works at the United Nations. Recently, at the gathering of the World Wildlife Day on Friday, on March 3rd, John Knox, the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights and the Environment, summed up an answer to their riddle of human rights and environmental law by stating, "People cannot fully enjoy their human rights without the services that healthy ecosystems provide," Mr. Knox emphasized, "and protecting biodiversity is necessary to ensure that ecosystems remain healthy and resilient." Duh. People cannot live happily if an environment is not healthy. We don't need to regulate and tax it to death, though. Because the people who are involved with the UN and who would enforce these regulations and taxes all have special interests with large corporations and governments. Thus, the United Nations is attempting to link the two, which would allow for environmental lawbreakers to be met with the same punishments found under human rights abusers. Sometimes it's taxes, other times it's regulations. The audacity of the Catholic Church to support such ideology can be understood by the research used to showcase their message. Dr. Paul Ehrlich, the author mentioned above, supports mass murder. In other words, in an interview with The Guardian, Ehrlich advocated for cutting the world's population by 6 billion people. Similar ideology can be found on the Georgia Guidestones. To bring it down to 1 billion, a world population of around a billion would have an overall pro-life effect. You just killed 6 billion people. The Guardian indirectly quoted Sanford biologist Paul Ehrlich as saying, this could be supported for many millennia and sustain many more human lives in the long term compared with our current uncontrolled growth and prospect of sudden collapse. So basically, what I'm getting from this, and I wonder if you guys are getting the same thing, so please let me know in the comments, are they going to regulate and tax how many children we can all have? We saw similar things in China. Sound familiar? Yet. Are they going to tax parents for having children? Or regulate how many kids can be in a household? What happens if you have an illegal one? Is the government going to come take it away? Or is the UN going to come take it away? Take your child away. Days before the Vatican Symposium, titled Biological Extinction, was held behind closed doors in Rome from February 27 to March 1st, two of the key speakers, Dr. Paul Ehrlich and Sir Parthra Desbuda, spoke to The Guardian about the conference. Biologists say half of all species could be extinct by the end of the century. Oh my goodness. Listen, we're tired of your scaremongering. We're tired of your scare. These are the people who fearmonger. They said in the 1960s that the entire world would be dead by now. I think we're all still pretty much here. And accounted for, according to the CIA and their leaks. Or in their hacks. There we go. The scaremongering ideology is derived directly from eugenics and evolution. So why in the world is the Catholic Church supporting such? Better yet, why in the world is the Pope urging families to limit the amount of children? Using such ideology rampantly showcases the blasphemy within the Catholic Church and further proves the communist injections by Pope Francis. The divide is even evident within the Catholic Church. As a matter of fact, according to Life News, earlier this week, a global coalition of Catholic pro-life and pro-family organizations urged Catholics to resist the Vatican's increasing alliance with the leftist agenda, specifically as championed by the United Nations, warning that such an alliance poses an immediate and serious threat to children and the family. Not only that, but we also have his last advisor, I think it was, on his council for dealing with, sexual abuse. I can't remember the lady's name. She was the last advisor. I really can't remember her name. We just did a report on it a couple weeks ago, something like that. But she left. She said he's done. He's not listening anymore. The Pope is no longer going to take anybody's advice. Instead of me just playing a guessing game, I figured I'd pull it up. Survivor quits Pope's panel on sex abuse, citing shameful resistance. So we have the, what part was it? Where'd it go? Catholic pro-life and pro-family organizations. And we also have the a survivor of sex abuse quitting the Pope's panel, citing shameful resistance from Pope Francis. There's three different organizations that are aligning themselves against the Pope. The next person that would like to say it's a conspiracy theory that the Pope is a communist, I would like to refer you to a Catholic pro-life and pro-family organization, and as well as the survivor of sex abuse, who's citing shameful resistance as for more evidence, citing the fact that this Pope is a communist. He is aligning himself directly with evolution, ideology, and eugenics. And of course, there's more to it than that. We know he's a Jesuit. It goes so much deeper. I want to thank you guys for watching and listening. God bless and carry on.